we're doing okay. We're on the west side of this gigantic depression that's enveloped the southwest, South Atlantic, and we're making our way north with just a storm jib and no mainsail, about 9 knots or so.
Sorry, Rich, the wind direction is what?
The wind direction here is south. It took quite a while to get over to where the wind was in this direction. It's a very, very big depression that's north and south orientation, and on the west side is a southerly breeze. Very difficult night, 45 to 55 knots of wind through most of the night, and gusts into the 60s. So we had a pretty bad sail maneuver in the middle of it all with an accidental jibe and with a keel on the wrong side and so forth. So anyway, we were lucky to get out of that one without any apparent serious damage.
And so how are you feeling after that, Rich?
Chasing, I guess. We got into a situation where the boat's going very, very fast. It's very hard to get the mainsail down when you get down to the third reef. If it's that windy, sometimes it just won't come down, and you go to the mast and you're trying to pull it down, but you're sort of up there with, you know, 55 or 60 knots of wind blowing, and can't get it down. And so the decision is often just sort of put off, I guess. And actually, I was just putting a jacket on to go on the deck to put the third reef in, because we were surging to 22, 23, 24 knots of speed. With the storm jib and the third reef in the main, and it's too fast and out of control, and just was a prime example of what could go wrong when you're out of control that way. And but I didn't quite get to it in time, and we jibed, and the keel's on the wrong side, and the boat lays over about 70 degrees of heel, and then fortunately we were able to get the keel back to the middle, and then you can jibe the boat back with a tremendous crash, and then I was able to just sort of head it up into the wind, reach up into the wind, and let the wind blow the mainsail back away from the mast, and was able to lower it and tie it down. So anyway, we were pretty lucky, I think, with that.
Rich, your most worrying moments of the race so far?
I think perhaps, yes. We've had this happen a couple of times before. I think probably most of the skippers have had. I think Brian Thompson talked about doing some accidental tacks early on with autopilot not holding it, and the keel's on the wrong side, and the boat just lays over. And so I think everybody's probably had it happen. We haven't had it happen in this race. Had it happen in the Transat-Jacques Vabre, and also in the B2B coming back to Port La Forêt. But this is pretty scary. Anyway, pretty lucky, I think. So we're going along, still making 10 knots now with just the storm jib. And it's still blowing like crazy. It's huge, gigantic seas out, 20 to 23 foot seas out, cresting, coming from all directions. It's pretty wild. It looks like a hurricane outside. So I think that Terry Dubois built a really strong boat, and I'm the beneficiary.
We're obviously waiting for the arrival of Michel Desjoyeux. Just a few words on his performance from your perspective.
Well, just incredible. And I actually, in the beginning, you know, before the race, if I had to pick somebody of all the great sailors, I would have picked him, and I probably wish for him as well, just because I'm sure I've related to you how he helped me with that extraordinary email exchange we had last winter, where I ended up sending him questions in French, and he ended up answering them all in English, and it was a great thing, but it really helped me a lot. And he's a remarkable, remarkable man, and his effort in this race is just staggering for him to have to go back and make a repair and then come back, and he just spread-eagled the fleet. It's just incredible. So my congratulations to him are really heartfelt.